Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Murder charges in Illinois parade shooting.
The loss of life and these devastating injuries demand we seek justice.
Trump allies subpoenaed in Georgia election probe.
This special grand jury is being extremely aggressive.
Troubling new post-pandemic report.
More kids skipping school and misbehaving.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The 21-year-old suspect in the 4th of July mass shooting at a parade in Illinois is expected in court today to face 7 charges of first-degree murder. Officials say he purchased high-powered rifles legally years after police deemed him a clear and present danger. We begin with correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Highland Park, Illinois police had 2 previous encounters with murder suspect Robert Cremo III back in 2019. That spring, officers responded a week after a reported suicide attempt. And again in September, when a family member told police the suspect had a collection of knives and threatened to kill everyone.
The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
The family did not press charges. Officers did notify state police of the incident, but months later, the suspect was allowed to obtain a state firearms owner's ID card, and police say began assembling an arsenal of 5 legally purchased firearms, including the high-powered rifle similar to an AR-15 used in Monday's shooting. After the 2019 incidents, the suspect's father signed a consent form allowing his son to buy at least 1 gun.
The parents are stunned and shocked.
Attorney Steve Greenberg is representing the suspect's parents.
Shortly after the police removed the knives from the home, they returned all of the knives, so they didn't see anything that raised a red flag at all.
Those who survived the deadly rampage, like Steve Tilkin, are now calling for change.
There has to be some kind of system where you coordinate information, all these concerns, into a central database. Something has to change.
We're learning more about the victims and the survivors. CBS's Adriana Diaz from North Shore Highland Park Hospital.
7 people all left home to celebrate our nation and never came back. Among the victims, Catherine Goldstein, Nicholas Toledo, who was visiting from Mexico, Jacqueline Sundheim, a teacher at a local synagogue, Irina and Kevin McCarthy, and Stefan Strauss.
It makes no sense how anyone could do this where there are children.
McCarthy's son was found by bystanders at the parade. This community rallied around him. Word spread on social media looking for his family. He was eventually reunited with his grandparents. His parents are gone, and this little boy, just 2 years old, now faces a long road ahead without his parents.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's days at 10 Downing Street may be numbered as he faces a rapidly growing crisis over a new series of scandals and resignations from 2 of his top ministers today. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri is in London.
The first blow came from his health secretary, Sajid Javid, who said he could no longer in good conscience continue serving in this government. Finance Minister Rishi Sunak soon followed, declaring the public rightly expect government to be conducted properly, competently, and seriously. The resignations came just minutes after the prime minister apologized for appointing lawmaker Christopher Pincher to his government, despite knowing he faced allegations of sexual misconduct in 2019, allegations Pincher denies.
In hindsight, it was the wrong thing to do.
But as a sign that he's not planning to step down, Johnson swiftly appointed replacements for his departing ministers.
Johnson says his job is to keep going. The Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney has reportedly subpoenaed several members of former President Trump's inner circle to testify before a grand jury looking into potential criminal interference in the 2020 election. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
By summoning in and subpoenaing people like Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump's other members of his legal team, they show that they are meaning business in doing this investigation.
Reports say Senator Lindsey Graham has also been subpoenaed. A first from the Vatican. Pope Francis says he'll appoint women to a committee that helps him choose bishops. And he says he's open to giving women other top-level positions at the Vatican as well.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There is new evidence of the lasting effects of the pandemic on children. Correspondent Jim Krasula takes a look at just released federal data.
One expert calls a new report troubling. It found that more than 80% of public schools reported that the pandemic has had a huge impact on student behavior and social-emotional development. The National Center for Education Statistics study also found that more than 70% of schools saw increases in chronic student absenteeism since the start of the pandemic.
People near Baltimore are cleaning up after two tornadoes touched down. Twisters damaged homes in Bowie and Shadyside.
It almost was eerie. It looks like all the rain had stopped. And then out of nowhere, there was a loud rumbling. A white wall of wind came and you could feel the house shaking. And the next thing that I heard was a boom. And this tree came right through my bedroom.
The National Weather Service says winds peaked at 90 miles an hour. So far, no injuries reported. Hundreds of people are under evacuation orders in Northern California after a wildfire broke out southeast of Sacramento on the 4th of July.
That fire is burning in actually part of the old Butte burn scar. And while that's a good thing because some of the heavier vegetation is still not regrown from that fire in 2015, we have a lot of lighter fuels which provide a very fast and very high rate of spread.
Fire officials are investigating the possibility the flames were sparked by fireworks or a barbecue. A reprieve for Juul. The Food and Drug Administration says it will suspend its ban on the vapes while the company appeals an order to pull them from the U.S. market. The FDA says Juul hasn't submitted sufficient evidence to prove its e-cigarettes are safe. The heat got the better of Carlos Santana at a concert in Michigan last night.
Get up some cold water!
Cold water!
Pour it over him!
74-year-old fainted while he was performing at Pine Knob Music Theater in Clarkston. Social media posts show him waving to cheering fans as medics wheeled him away on a stretcher. A spokesman blames heat exhaustion and dehydration. He says Santana was taken to a hospital for observation, and he's doing well now.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
A streaming series about some kids dealing with supernatural forces has smashed another record.
Stranger Things Season 4 has been racking up views since Netflix released Part 1 back in May. But now, thanks to Part 2, the series has topped a billion hours of viewing. And it's not surprising, considering the last two episodes alone run more than 4 hours. The entire season is more than 13. Another bonus from part two, Metallica is now surging up rock charts on iTunes and Spotify. Like Kate Bush, the band's 1986 song Master of Puppets got a huge feature in an episode. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A basketball icon is back to front a popular video game. Michael Jordan will be the cover star of NBA 2K23 special editions. He's already appeared on three other covers. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.